This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Cell phone video of a security officer at Rhodes Middle School in San Antonio body slamming a 12-year-old girl. You actually hear an audible thud as she appears to hit the brick floor face first. Now, the girl is reported to be bruised and suffering headaches, though she has not returned to school and she has been released from hospital. The officer, now on administrative leave as officials investigate. We don't know what was happening before the girl was thrown to the ground. There are plenty of unanswered questions here, but this is certain to stir a debate over the role of police embedded in public schools and their proliferation. In fact, a new report shows many large school districts, including Houston, hire more security officers than counselors. Matt Barnum is policy and research editor at The 74, which is a nonprofit, nonpartisan news site focusing on education issues. Matt, welcome to The Standard.
Thanks for having me.
So you looked at what, the 10 largest school districts in America, which includes Houston, Texas. What did you find?
Well, I found that in four of those districts, they actually hire more security officers and or police officers in their schools than they do school counselors. So that applied to New York City, to Chicago, to Miami-Dade, and Houston. And in those districts, there in many cases were many more security officers and police officers in the schools than counselors. In the remaining six districts, though, there were more counselors than security.
So what was it that you thought that your research would shine a light on? Are we talking about a cultural shift in how schools are run, a greater emphasis on security, or what exactly?
Well, I think it shows how districts are prioritizing school climate and school safety and whether they're prioritizing proactive approaches through school counselors or reactive approaches through school security or police officers. And looking at the numbers doesn't tell us what the climate is like. And I've heard from some schools and some teachers where a school resource officer is part of a positive climate in their schools, helps the teachers do their jobs, has good relationships with students. But that also doesn't always happen. And they often don't always get the training that they need, whereas counselors are specifically trained for that. And I think it is concerning that there are some districts that are investing more in security than in counselors, when we have a lot of research that suggests that counselors make a big difference for students.
But are they mutually exclusive? I mean, there are some people who are, you know, who work in the business who say, look, we're not just trained to be law and order types. We're also trained to be informal counselors. We'll take that kid who's causing a problem. We'll walk them around the block and we'll talk with them about what's going on at home and that sort of thing.
No, they're definitely not mutually exclusive to some degree. But on the other hand, you know, budgets are finite and districts need to make a decision how to spend a scarce dollar. So unless districts are prepared to raise a lot more money, they do have to decide what they're going to invest in. And so I do think it's probably true that some districts may be doing a good job utilizing their police officers and school security officers to be preventative of school discipline incidents. And I know, in fact, in some of the districts I looked at, like New York City and Los Angeles, they are very much trying to do that. It's just hard to know whether a police officer or security officer is going to be a better investment than a counselor. And when you have scarce dollars, you sort of have to make that decision.
How much do you think, though, that this is being driven by something like, you know, reports on the raw numbers, which show, as yours does, this shift in the emphasis on security? And then you have the perceptions driven by things like the video from San Antonio. It makes it look like our schools are becoming part of a larger police state, no?
I think schools are part of a larger issue, and there's a lot of conversations in our country now about mass incarceration, about the school-to-prison pipeline potentially contributing to that. And I think videos like the disturbing one we saw in San Antonio give credence to a lot of the fears about having too many police officers in schools. How widespread that is, you know, a video like that, it's really hard to say. I think we probably wouldn't have even been talking about things like that without the rise of these videos. I think the numbers that I collected give us some suggestive evidence that at least in some places, they're prioritizing security over counselors. But we really need to dig more deeply into how the districts are training the security to know for sure.
Matt Barnum is a policy and research editor at The 74, nonprofit, nonpartisan news site focusing on education issues. Matt, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.